Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is May the 3rd and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Chronicles, chapters 4 to 6. God responds when we worship in one accord. We read in 2 Chronicles chapter 5 verses 11 and 12 and verses 13 and 14 like this. And it came to pass when the priests came out of the most holy place, for all the priests who were present had sanctified themselves without keeping to their divisions. And the Levites, who were the singers, all those of Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, stood at the east end of the altar, clothed in white linen, having cymbals, stringed instruments and harps, and with them 120 priests, sounding with trumpets, that the house of the Lord, was filled with a cloud, so that the priests could not continue ministering because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord fill the house of God. When we examine the priestly duties as assigned by God through Moses, the priests falling under the lineage of Aaron were divided into 24 families. Each family would thus come from its ancestral city to minister in the temple for 15 days each year. In the similar manner, the Levites were apparently divided in the same manner. However, we read in the above scriptural passage that during the dedication service of the temple, all the priests, without keeping to their divisions, meaning that all participated, not just the family that was assigned to priestly duty. Thus, on the day of the temple inauguration, all the priests participated in the services regardless of their priestly divisions. This solemn occasion was of such great importance that every priest was required to be present for unity. In other words, all the 24 priestly families were present without any regard for the normal rotation of priests that would follow later. The most holy place was normally restricted to the high priest only, but on this occasion, the regular priests had entered it to bring in the ark. Likewise, all the Levite singers, all 24 choruses, were present and were singing, with 120 priests were sounding the trumpets. Altogether, there were more than 120 priests. The ones numbered here were probably a select group of the instrumentalist. Asaph, Heman and Jeduthun were the heads of the divisions of the Levite musicians, and everyone playing the instruments was present as well. The Ark of the Covenant was first installed in the most holy place beneath the wings of the cherubim. That is, when the priests withdrew and the Levitical choirs lifted up their voice in praise, with all the Levites and the priests assembled at the east end of the altar started praising and thanking the Lord for His goodness and mercy, the glory of the Lord filled the temple in such a manner that the priests could not minister inside. This signified that God was pleased and had personally come to dwell among His people in this symbolic way. Israel was now experiencing a new beginning with new possibilities. The Word of God makes it clear that God notices and responds when we worship Him in one accord. Our worship may be as formal and elaborate as the ceremony to dedicate the temple, or it may be as simple and spontaneous as the worship of the early church that is described in these words in Acts chapter 2 verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. As they were worshipping with their minds, hearts, thoughts and actions in one accord, suddenly God responded, and this is what happened right after that we read in Acts chapter 2 verses 2 to 4. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. It should be noted that when the musicians' harmony in pitch and purpose brought the ceremony to its climax, during the temple dedication, God responded dramatically by blessing the occasion and filling the temple with His glory and presence. In the similar manner, God will respond to our worship with similar assurances of His presence and power. We should therefore come before His presence with singing, enter His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Psalms 100, verse number 4. Let us be clear that what matters is not the setting or the program so much as the content of the worship and the united heart attitude of the worshippers. God responds when we worship Him in one accord. As we understand the words of our Lord Jesus Christ mentioned in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 23 and 24 like this. But the hour is coming and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.